Welcome back to Grogu Gaga. This is episode 2 of season 2, discussing The Bad Batch. We have only done one episode so far, where we discussed the first two episodes, but we've been busy or, you know, whatever. We haven't had a chance to all get together for various reasons, and now we are here in another room recording. But we have a lot to catch up on, and so we'll go right into it and talk about what we thought of the past three episodes, but we'll just kind of briefly touch on them. So episode 3 was Replacements, and that was the one where they are stranded on a moon. You know, every Star Wars show has to have a moon episode where they're stranded. Rebels had one, and
Mandalorian.
So I liked them. I thought it was pretty good. I really liked the whole Kamino aspect. Where they talked about where Tarkin and Admiral Rampart put Crosshair in command. So I thought it was cool to see Crosshair again. Pretty much the whole show, I'm really enjoying the Kamino plotline. What about y'all?
Yeah, I agree. I liked it kind of better than the A plotline or whatever the Bad Batch was doing in that episode. I can't even really remember at this point.
They were fixing the ship. They're always fixing the ship.
Mission of the week type deal. Mm-hmm. But the Kamino plotline adds a little bit more intrigue to it.
Yeah, definitely. I think if it weren't for that, I would be not so invested. Like, it's always like, okay, I see what the Bad Batch is doing, but what's actually going on? What's like the bigger ramifications?
How does this fit in?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Rampartications? Californications?
Californications.
I don't know. I don't think I had much to say about that other than it was cool to see Saw Gerrera. Or was Gerrera in that episode? No, he was already gone.
But his partisans were, they went to Onderon or Crosshair, mm-hmm. and the new conscripts that were not clones went to test him out for the first time. And, you know, obviously they're humans. So like, we're not going to shoot civilians, yada, yada, yada. You know, being actually having a conscience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Crosshair with his inhibitor chip kind of nixed that and said, nope. And then I think he blasted one of them for hesitating.
Took out his own team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was kind of
so that's kind of showing the darkness that they're kind of, the Empire, you know, I'm thinking things are getting dark. And Crosshair, who, you know, was a hero up until, you know, the beginning of this, you know, series.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's cool to see where they're going with the general state of the galaxy, as well as like having that fit into the show's theme and overall atmosphere. So the next episode was Cornered, and that is when the Bad Batch had to stop on Pantora so they can gather supplies, and that's when they meet up with Fennec Shan.
Mm-hmm.
Who has been hired as a bounty hunter to retrieve Omega. But we don't know who hired her yet. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
Interesting in the wording, she has been conscripted, so she hasn't been hired by the guild. So she's been hired by somebody else in the guild, kind of like Jango Fett and Zamazel.
Right.
That kind of deal. So that's going on. So I think Boba Fett may be coming in sooner than expected.
That's my cool theory. It just makes the most sense since she's going to be his sidekick in the Boba show. And we know they're trying to make the universe interconnected more. So it makes sense if the Bad Batch ends with Boba and Fennec teaming up, then the next big show, which is Boba Fett, we'll touch upon that and kind of fill it out a little bit more. I know we have Visions in between that, but we still know nothing about Visions. We probably never will until it comes out.
I'm excited about it just because of the art style, but man, what's that story?
Yeah, and we still haven't even seen the art style. I mean, we know what it sounds like they've described it.
What, anime-esque?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, dang. I really liked the setting for that episode. It's a little more urban. Or felt
like Attack of the Clones, the speeder chase.
Scene. Yeah, exactly.
I saw a video where they were, every single sound of the speeders in that episode can be matched to a part in Attack of the Clones. Like, they take every single,
really?
Directly, like, you can pretty much match up scene for scene. Whenever you hear a speeder, it's from Attack of the Clones. Wow. I think it's kind of cool, yeah. And then the speeder bikes all sound the same. It's the same ones from episode 6.
Well, I was going to say, it's funny that you say that, and then the next episode, Rampage, we're just going to kind of touch on the episodes and talk about the overall, what we need to catch up on in a minute, but in Rampage, I noticed they had a lot of Return of the Jedi sounds, like you said, the speeder sound, and there's a couple more. Which makes sense because we see Bib Fortuna, who works for Jabba the Hutt, and mm-hmm. also see a Rancor. We don't know if it's the Rancor, but it's kind of ambiguous because in canon, the Rancor that died was a male named Patissa.
Patissa. Yeah.
And then this one is a female named Muchi. However, it's Star Wars, so the internet is not really sure. They've kind of like hinted at it being either. Like, either let that there's another canon change, which I know a lot of people get upset about that. So, but like, I don't know. It's, I would say it's just a different one that Jabba owned.
I think, you know, Jabba is rich enough to be able to afford as many Rancor pets as he wants. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, but I think they might be like, I don't know Rancor biology, but they might be like egg twins is
right.
kind of what I'm thinking it's going for. Muchi is Patissa's sister.
Yeah.
They're like twins in the same whatever. I don't know how they work. If there's eggs, you would think they're like lizards. So there'd be eggs maybe. But
yeah,
however
yeah.
that works, they were like twins is what my head canon. Right
That'd
now.
Be cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, as soon as I saw the Rancor, I was like, oh, that's the one that gets killed by Luke. But maybe not. But
and that one seemed, Muchi seemed a lot more tame than the one.
Yeah. But it was also a lot younger.
It was younger. And, you know, but just the fact that it let Omega ride her, mm-hmm. you know, at the end.
Yeah.
Who knows? By the way, that scene between the Rancor and Wrecker slowly wearing each other out, punching each other was, I laughed.
Yeah.
Out loud.
It was interesting. Yeah. We can also talk about Wrecker's, his headaches, his chips, obviously hinting at his chip.
Yep.
Chip.
Yeah, I'm in his head.
Oh, yeah, Chip. Yeah, so Chip is in his head and telling him what to do and giving him all these headaches.
I do that to most people.
So, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
That's Chip here is responsible for Order 66.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
So, yeah, I think obviously we're going to see like him turning like his Order 66 like command triggering at some point.
And mm-hmm. I think that's where they're going to get Rex involved.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's the only one that's known to survive a chip being taken out so far.
Right.
We know of, you know, two more, obviously, but I think they're going to try to go back to Sulukumai or wherever. They're going to try to find, what's his name, Cut,
mm-hmm.
to get to Rex. So we'll see. I'd like to see Cut just keep coming back as a regular character because I like his character.
I do, too.
Yep, I'd like him to see like an informant or something for the Bad Batch, but to see him in some capacity, and of course, leading to Rex would be the most obvious choice right
yeah.
now.
I don't know when Rex is going to show up. I mean, he was in the trailer briefly, but we're at 5 episodes in, and
yeah. Do we know? Is it going to be 10 or
the season is going to be 16, and so we've seen 5. So that's good. You know, I think. I mean, I get why they're doing it because they want to fill Disney Plus subscribers to keep their subscription going. But I think some of these episodes could be just two longer episodes. So it's not like, I think some of the episodes just are kind of disappointing to wait a week for. But,
yeah,
but
being what, 25 minutes a piece?
Right.
And their filler, the second one, you know, being the
yeah.
one where they fix the ship.
Yeah.
But at least they pad it with the B plot.
Yeah,
you know, the more
exactly. And that's
to me.
Like if they didn't have that, I'd be like, I'll check it out later when it's, but keeping that going is like, I mean, it's nice to have a show with like a driving plot. Like it's actually headed somewhere. Like I love Clone Wars, but, it wasn't, I mean, obviously it was all headed towards episode 3, but it wasn't like one group of characters and one like singular plot line.
You didn't like the droid plot? The droid episodes, D Squad.
They were the best, honestly.
Yeah.
Meeber Gascon. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I skipped all of those.
Yeah.
I'm just. I mean, you can be a Star
they're
Wars
cool
fan
though, because that's where they established
like
Gregor. So I guess that's the only that's the big thing that they did was the Clone Commando, and you know he eventually put on his when he remembered who he was and killed like 1,000 battle droids was really cool.
Right.
But that was the payoff to 5 episodes of droids wandering around. Doing droid
things.
That's
the payoff.
That's the payoff. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see what the payoff is here for Omega running away again and them having ships break.
Right. Yep, she's gone again.
Yeah. They did that 2 episodes in a row, but I think they're heading somewhere. And she got that new bow.
The crossbow. That's exciting. We always talked about like Mandalorian being like a video game where he was like upgrading his armor every episode. And so it kind of reminded me of that. Like she's leveling up.
Exactly. So she, I think she'll end up being a really, really liked character. I mean, I like her already,
Yeah.
Her force abilities are also starting to show.
Yeah.
I feel like her force sensitivity is starting to actually come out. Yeah. She walked right up to Sid and said, "Y'all see it."
Yeah.
Like, oh, oh,
exactly.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's not subtle, and I like how some people are still like, "I don't think she's force sensitive." I think something like, else.
No way.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Y'all see the force.
Yeah. No way.
So yeah, she's definitely got something.
But yeah, back to Pandora. I like that idea of that because it's a moon, you know. It's
Pantera. A, yeah. Pantora. Pantera.
Pantera, the band.
Pantera and Pandora.
Panera?
Panera, which creates Pantora. That's a planet, right? Pantora? Now I'm already... Now
Pantora,
I just confused
myself. Pantora is the planet, but Pantera, yeah, it's a... who's the guitar?
I don't know. It's a band.
Dead Eye Dick, right?
It's a band.
No, no. But yeah, it's a band. The guy with the Confederate flag as his guitar.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's like metal. It's weird. but no. Pantora is cool because it's if you look at the architecture, it's kind of like where Coruscant might be like New York City. Pantora looks like Moscow because of the architecture. So it's a big city, but it's got like the Eastern European kind of art style. So it's just cool to see the dichotomy between those two. But no, it's I like that setting and I like they're bringing back some old Republic. Because the Pantorans were Republic.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see them go to transfer. Because that scene with the stormtroopers or the clones that look like stormtroopers marching. It's like a lot of propaganda and how quick the turn was from Republic to Empire.
Yeah.
These people. And then it's immediately, followed by the chain code, Rampart doing the chain code stuff and the credits. So that is interesting to me. It's the little things like that that show the transition from Republic to Empire and how easy it was for the Empire to do that.
Palpatine's not wasting any time.
He had that in his back pocket for years.
For years, yeah. Decades, probably.
He was ready.
Yeah, I like that planning a lot, too. I thought, yeah, like you said, it had a good Coruscant vibe, but also had that
different
European feel. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Even though the old CV freaking, Chairman. Remember those episodes?
Chairman. Yeah.
Papa Noida.
Who
was literally just George Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah, he, it's crazy that George Lucas has like a... who voiced him in the show? Not George Lucas.
No, because
right?
He was South African. I don't want to see George do a South African. we're from...
He wouldn't be opposed to it.
No, he wouldn't. Of course not. But
yeah,
no,
he'd love it.
Yeah, he'd embrace it.
There's a few Pantoran arcs in the Clone Wars. There was the one where Pantora itself was, they were trying to rescue the daughter or the whatever her name was. It wasn't Ochi, obviously. But it was something like that. And then there's another one where they went to the actual the planet that Pantora is a moon of where they fought those abominable snowmen kind of guys. I don't know what you would call them.
Yetis.
They were basically Yetis.
Wampa.
Wampa with four eyes.
Four-eyed Wampa. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. It was a Native American. Clearly, like a Native American. Kind of. They were trying to displace him, but it was cool. But Pantora was cool. And then the other planet, Ord Mantell, which is in Rampage that they're on. It's been in a lot of Star Wars media. It's it was the one for N64 with Dash Rendar. The video game.
The Bounty Hunter.
Something of the Force. Maybe.
I don't know.
But it was Dash Rendar. Dash Rendar and the Outrider. I can name the guy in the ship, but not the game itself. It came out for N64. Came out with the Falling Prince Shizor, I think. That's how you pronounce
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that planet, it's been another thing.
Caesar.
I know, like,
Scyther's evolution.
Yeah, Caesar, the red one. He turns from green to red.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man. Do you remember that side mission where you had to like collect one and it was like a judge?
Yes.
You had to get judged by your bug Pokemon that you captured. And I was like, that's rambling right there, but man, that's old school. But so Ord Mantell has been a lot of things, but in the Old Republic, it was one of the major battlegrounds in the Old Republic multiplayer game online, and but always known to be a kind of a criminal, which I think they continued with,
right?
You know, yeah, where Sid is.
So how would you rank the last three episodes out of 10? Episode 3,
10?
4, and 5. Episode 3 being the one. Was it Rampart?
Rampage Jackson.
I just had it pulled up. I think it's Rampart, right?
Was Rampage.
Yeah, but, and 3 was... Hold up.
3 was Replacements, 4 was Cornered.
Replacements. That's what was the other R word.
So are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
All right, so yeah, Replacements was the one where they're stranded.
6.5 all three. You know what I mean? maybe 7 for Rampage.
I liked Rampage a lot better than Cornered. Cornered was like it had action, but like,
and I like Fennec Shand as a character.
Yeah, I think when we know more about her, I'll be more like inclined to see.
They're still establishing like the universe that they're in right now, the early Empire, which we haven't seen in canon. So I mean, they're still establishing that, and they're going to take some time before it really ramp parts up. And,
yeah.
Oh man, full of them tonight. But no. It's going to take at least half the seasons through before things are like really getting going.
I'm like just enjoying the ride until we get to like episode 8 or whatever, and then I feel like it's gonna.
Yeah, I'm enjoying new Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really complain. They're not like the most exciting episodes, but there's always little tidbits in there thrown in,
mm-hmm.
and you know, little Easter eggs too, which are cool, and I enjoy catching those. So
and they can't be all episode 1, but the first episode was so good. It had like a. It was hard
all
to
be
set
Phantom
up.
Menace.
They can't all be Phantom Menace, the best Star Wars film. But I don't know. I thought. I mean, they've done good, but
yeah, it'd probably be like a 6 for replacements for me, and then like 7 and 7 for 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
pretty solid.
And yeah, they're
but,
they're
but
good.
They're fine.
They're fine. They're fine. They're, yeah, they're and fine.
I know good things are to come. Like I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're spreading little tiny, you know, like little goodies that we're picking up, and they're going to, you know, the little seeds that we have right now blossom and later in the season. So hopefully.
I don't want the payoff to be like such like so far away, like when we had the sequels and everybody had these theories and stuff, and then like the payoff is for a lot of people disappointing.
Your Snoke theory sucks.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to like I like mystery, but don't hype everybody up too much, because I mean, it's not their fault. It's our fault for hyping it up in our head. But at the same time, I'm afraid of what will happen if they get all these cool theories out and then it just plays out.
It's our fault for having expectations.
Yeah, you should have.
But
no
they do. They should really bring it. I mean, it is Star Wars.
Yeah, I hope they will. I mean, something's going on with Kamino.
Yeah.
And the fact that like that happened, and then also in Mandalorian, we saw the Kamino cloner, and I don't know. I want to see Kamino in live action again, or you know, like real live action, or closer live action, less cartoony live action.
I feel like we'll get it in The Mandalorian at some point.
I thought we were going to get it last season, but
you would think.
Hopefully this season. I just think that it'll look so much better now. I would really love to see how it looks.
Oh, instead of Obi-Wan floating on a pad, it's not really there. Like, just like it looks like
just
he's running on nothing.
Green,
yeah.
And you see the behind the scenes of that
PlayStation
so
2
rough.
Graphics like floating as you're walking.
Yeah, I mean, because that personally is my least favorite visually of any Star Wars movie.
Yeah, mine too.
And so I think it'd be really cool to see it in live action again. And I think we will. But yeah, something's going up there, and you know, I still think it has to do with something to do with Palpatine. Obviously, I mean, I feel like it has to. But
yeah, but they're also they also seem to kind of be like resistant to what he's doing. You know, they keep getting in a room by themselves. And
yeah, like, that's what I was gonna mention, that the Kaminoans are not really too fond of what he's doing. So
yeah, they're scheming.
But
yeah, there was that original Battlefront 2005 mission where the Kaminoans have their own clones, and there's like a rebellion on Kamino of Kamino based clones, and then Boba Fett takes stormtroopers to go suppress it.
Well, like, well,
which I mean, like, honestly, that's like the coolest thing. And so you had in Battlefront, it was the 501st who are all old clones,
right?
So it was like old clones versus the new clones, and they were all, you know, Jango Fett. And you had Boba Fett leading the old clones of the 501st. So that'd be really interesting to me. I don't know, they could rehash that in some capacity.
That would be cool. That I think I kind of feel like they might even go that direction, like have a finale.
That'd be perfect for the animation, you know, for animation kind of stuff. You don't have to get a bunch of Tamir Morrison's de-aged. You could just do the animation at the D. Bradley Baker.
And also, but would Daniel Logan voice Boba?
I would hope so.
It's closer in the timeline.
He voiced him all the way through the Clone Wars, so I would think.
I don't want D. Bradley Baker to voice
Boba Fett.
And that's what's really funny is that Boba
put
is
Captain Solo in the cargo.
Boba is literally a clone of Jango, just like the clones are, but he has a different voice than all the other clones.
Well, the new Battlefronts, you know, all the clones, Battlefront 2 2015, not 2005, they're voiced by D. Bradley Baker, except Jango and Boba.
Mm.
Not Jango. Jango's not in it at all. He should be, but he's not. But Boba Fett's voiced by Tamir Morrison. So
it's weird.
It's weird hearing the tea, like, oh, Boba Fett is under the stage.
Yeah.
It's actually Morrison, and then you get, oh, no.
To hear a real, like, New Zealand accent right next to whatever
that is, like the Cockney.
And he really does. He is a good voice actor, and he really does. And I saw the voice actor or the behind the scenes of him doing the voice acting, and he would switch between the characters like so fast back and forth. He would do it in real time, which that's like amazing to me. So he's good, just not that accent.
First of all, it's an Australian accent, which I think is
funny.
It's not New Zealand.
It's a bad Australian accent.
Very subtle. But like,
there is a... It's, yeah.
But then so is Omega. Omega is also Australian and not...
Yeah. Are you sure? She definitely seems more New Zealand because
she does a little more of the Taika. She has kind of Taika voice. Like,
Tick. Rika.
This was a comment on Reddit that I saw. I was like, it's way more Australian than it is New Zealand. But that could be... Who knows? That's Reddit. I don't... I'm not a linguist.
Who are we to say? But it does sound it does sound
hers is convincing that I literally wouldn't know if she was
right.
Mm-hmm. Actually, don't know.
You can tell it's not American for one thing. That's really what it is.
Yeah. What's her voice? Her voice actress is like 30 something.
Oh man, that's
I believe wow. I'm looking her up right now. Michelle Ang. She's New Zealand, so her accent is real.
Okay. There you go. Authentic. So debunking Reddit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Debunking Reddit.
Pretty good at
Tick and Ricky.
I mean, it could use some work.
I can pick.
All right. Yeah.
Her New Zealand accent could use a little bit of work, but it's not as good as mine.
Oi, Fives. Fives, get down here.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the outback.
Outback.
$14.99 steak and lobster.
How many orders? 66. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Disney, you're looking for some voice actors.
Yeah, if they need a spinoff show of the clones.
Yeah, we worked
the clones.
Clones.
Just clones.
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 Spelled like that.
Yeah.
The clones.
The clones. So she's Michelle Ang. She's from New Zealand, and she's 37. And she was on Fear the Walking Dead. That's very interesting.
I don't know anything about them shows there.
I don't either, but I just didn't know.
I know the second episode of The Walking Dead, they like smeared themselves with zombie guts, and I was like, can't. Nope. Done.
Too much for you.
Too much.
Yeah, so I think going forward that we'll see Wrecker's chip malfunction or whatever. He's going to turn on them. Somebody's going to come in, save him. Rex, maybe, like you said. Or Omega. Herself.
Omega.
I think she's gonna
one Ahsoka appearance. She's gonna come in and
Ahsoka's gonna
Wrecker.
Be in it. Yeah. She's gonna be in it. I mean
at some point.
It's Dave Filoni. Yeah.
Kanan's gonna come back too at some point.
Well, Kanan should come back because
Caleb, yeah.
Caleb, yeah. But when does he become Kanan?
Later, like 5 years later. I think I'm trying to think of when the Kanan book. The book was Dawn of the Jedi. No, not Dawn of the Jedi.
The Kanan book ain't Kanan no more.
The book is.
I know.
The book is. The comic book isn't. There's the actual book, like a novel.
A New Dawn.
A New Dawn. That's it. And I read it, and it's good. And he's Kanan by then, obviously, but he's also an adult, so there's no telling when that happens. So, but maybe we'll see Kanan become Kanan, and
yeah,
maybe the Bad Batch will help him escape to do what he's doing as a cowboy or whatever he does. He's like he's basically a smuggler.
Yeah. Whenever he grows the soul patch, that's when he becomes
exactly.
Kanan.
Yeah. He's voiced by a lead singer of Sugar Ray.
I always thought that was an interesting facial hair choice, but that's okay. Yeah. No judgment.
Mark McGrath.
Yeah. Every morning.
Fly.
So I think we'll see that, and then we'll probably see some more Jedi. Probably it might just be Ahsoka this season, but maybe Barriss, maybe Quinlan Vos.
I think highly there's a big chance that we're gonna see Quinlan Vos at some point, just because he's one of the only ones that we really don't know. We know he's alive, but we don't know where he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's confirmed that he's alive. Like he survived 66. Mm-hmm. Maybe not though.
I think so.
Yeah. I think it's confirmed. But, since they decided to skip out on Dark Disciple as an animated show, and they put it to the novel, obviously, and the novel's really good, but I would have killed to see Dark Disciple as, animated. So, we'll see.
I still think they're going to do that because of what Matt Lanter said about him coming back to voice something.
Well, that would be cool. And they have the storyboards all done. Like, everything's done except the final. They have the voices and everything all recorded.
Even
and
if it's just in 2D, I'd like to see it. Just see it as opposed to
Visions.
Yeah, could be. Visions could be little, vignettes of
things
different
they
stories
finished.
Around the galaxy. Yeah. That would be interesting. I just can't believe we don't know anything about it. Maybe because it's just not that exciting. Maybe there's not. It's just like a filler show. I don't know. I'm excited at the prospect of it, but I don't know.
They're bringing back Clone Wars, where it's just 5 minute vignettes for commercials.
Yeah,
and that's all.
Yeah.
It is. It's just a little. But those are cool though. So
I like those. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so.
I mean, if they could do something like that, but I just don't know. Like, is it going to be an anthology thing, or is it going to be? It sounds like it's going to be an anthology thing, but I don't think there's anything.
Well, Marvel has something just like that coming out, right?
Yeah.
What if?
Yeah. Yeah. Watch that. It might be something like that.
I would love
that. That would be cool.
What if
for Star Wars? See Anakin and Obi-Wan like be good, or Anakin like not become Vader and like raises Luke and Leia. And
man, we shouldn't let this beef come between us.
And with the title like Visions, it seems like it could definitely be that. It's just like Force Visions.
Yeah. So like they end up like everything is normal up in Revenge of the Sith, except Anakin, instead of saying it's unacceptable, he says, "I understand. I've only been a Jedi. You've made me on the council, and it's I'm the youngest Jedi council member ever, so it's understandable. Thank you." And then just nothing happens from there, and he's cool.
Or he just lets Mace Windu kill Sidious.
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Just like Luke.
Ever after.
Yeah. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we could find some way to save Padme. We're in a very advanced... there's no telling what we're doing with medicine these days. dying of a broken heart? You would think that there's probably a 0% chance of a mom dying during birth, in the Star Wars Society. I bet they cured diabetes, you know? Who knows?
They probably did.
They probably did.
Maybe there's no diabetes because it's a completely different galaxy and the rules are different.
No, I'm pretty sure diabetes exists in all Lord of the Rings.
Universe.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, if it's a different universe, maybe. But we're getting out there.
No, but it's from the same universe.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying if we go to another universe,
then
we're getting out there.
Okay, the multiverse. Now we're going to the multiverse of Star Wars. Let's do it.
Yeah.
If we do it, I mean...
That's Visions.
I'd be cool with it as long as they don't make it a canon thing. I don't know. I don't want them to do the, like, quote-unquote damage control, like so many Redditors are...
The Ahsoka show, a lot of people think.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're going to undo the sequels and say it was like a what if. And that would just really...
And I'm someone who doesn't particularly care for the sequels, but I like what they're doing. They're padding it with...
Yeah.
Just like the prequels of the Clone Wars. They're doing it with these other shows. They're padding the sequels.
Exactly. Just do that. Don't give them any more fodder to talk about. Like, oh, see, we were right. Brie Larson cast as... Yeah, I don't know. As Ahsoka. But
Brie Larson is Princess Leia.
Yeah. In the new multiverse. No, I don't want any canon multiverse stuff, but a what if show I definitely would like to see. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. As long as it's explicitly stated these are not canon.
Yeah.
Right. That what you're saying? Like, as long as you say exactly. these are definitely what ifs.
Yeah. Well, to where it's like it would be like undeniable, like if Anakin never became Vader, like that's obviously a what if.
Yeah, yeah,
that would never not be canon, or that would never be canon.
What if Ahsoka stayed with the Jedi?
Yeah,
that would be like a good story.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stories. Or if Luke turned to the dark side, and
Leia had to become the Jedi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's so many cool ideas.
And the fun thing is they've all been done.
Yeah.
In the EU.
Yeah.
They just rehashing gets easy for them to do. They can just go to the old legend stuff and,
There really was a lot of like EU inspiration for the sequels if you look back, especially with Dark Empire and...
I mean, you look at Ben and Rey, I thought they were going to be a Jason.
Yeah, me too.
And Jaina.
But they are a dyad, so...
That's true.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
I'd like for them to explore that as well. Still want to see a Finn Rey show. I would say that's just me, but no, there's a lot of people that want to see that.
I don't think we're going to get Boyega back.
Yeah, I just read that he wants to come back. He says, I want to come back if Kathleen and JJ are involved, which is interesting.
If they are?
If they are involved.
If they are involved.
Huh. I know. I think he was upset at Ryan for...
Sidelining him completely?
Yeah. And then, I mean, JJ, to be fair, did that in 9, but it was kind of like, it was on that path already. It's like, I would be upset.
Ooh, here's a good idea for a what if. What if Rian Johnson didn't direct episode 8? Ruffling some feathers. But,
Some feathers are ruffled. All opinions here are our individual opinions.
Are just that.
Yeah.
Opinions. And there's a saying about opinions, you know. So.
I mean, I was just thinking today, like, if it were just, you know, one director, one writer, and then three directors would have been cool.
One Direction?
One Direction.
If they were the stars.
Harry Styles.
As, yeah, Ben Solo.
Zac Efron cast in episode 7. There's a lot of those rumors. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I'd be okay with it.
I would now. At the time, I'd been like, no.
Yeah, no, yeah. I like Zac Efron, to be honest.
Yeah, he seems pretty down to earth.
I mean, if Nick Jonas can be, you know, in Midway and be, you know, pretty convincing.
Jumanji.
Can do that with anyway. And Harry Styles is in Dunkirk, so you know what?
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. Now we're getting into war movies. But,
Yeah, the loudest and quietest movie of all time. Dunkirk, where it gets.
Both. The both loudest.
Anything. Yeah. And Christopher Nolan's like, well, we did that intentionally. I guess people just don't. He was like, I like his movies, but I don't think.
And I still cannot understand Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Oh, no, never.
Ever. Man, him and The Revenant, man. I was like, I'm going to bring some money over here. And I'm going to show me.
Like, he has
like
the most.
Foghorn Leghorn.
What
like,
is his accent?
I was like, nah, that was a preposterous. That's a preposterous. That was a bear over there. Like, well, okay.
Like, I don't think I know what his real voice actually sounds like because he's so. It's like every time I hear him in a movie, I'm like, are you trying to be American? Are you trying to be British? Are you British? He is British.
Are you even British?
Are you Australian? Are you?
Are you from New Zealand?
Are you Bane?
Did you have a stroke? Are you Bane?
Are you Bane?
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Are you actually missing a bottom jaw?
Yeah, Darth Bane.
Darth Bane.
There we go. Now
okay.
We're back.
Tom Hardy. See, we always bring Tom Hardy as Darth Bane. Bane.
You heard it here first. Star Wars Leaks Reddit. Put it out there.
Put it out there.
If somebody's listening, please put this out there and know that we have a source.
I'm gonna create another account. Just source anyway.
Source called Dude. Trust me.
Dude.
Bro. Trust me.
Dude. Where's my theory?
Oh, that's a good. That's a good one.
It's a good podcast name.
Dude. Where's my theory?
No. No copyright.
Could you? I mean, I think there's like a reasonable phrase law where like if it's something that is a little more ambiguous, like you can't copyright Star Wars.
You can't copyright dude.
But you can't copyright like dude or like I'm okay or something like that. Just random words. So dude, where's my theory? I don't know. I don't think that.
I'm not, you know, I'm not too well versed in the lawyerings of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That might be right.
I believe, I don't know the exact terminology for it, but
I'll
basically,
check with
basically,
my legal counsel.
Yeah, we have some legal counsel from
the podcast.
Cam's brother, yeah. Yeah, I think it's like, because I was looking into it, because I was looking at Grogu Gaga shirts.
Yeah.
But I don't know how we would, I don't know what's acceptable and what's not. So like.
Just plain text.
Yeah, I think like certain phrases are acceptable and that's why, but. That's where the legal trouble comes in because you don't know exactly where to draw the line.
If there are any listeners that know anything about that, shoot us a line.
Yeah, let us know. I'm curious. I'd love to.
Could we do Grogu Gaga t-shirts?
Like, can we use the word Grogu or can we not? Or can we, I mean, there's so many little, but people sell Star Wars shirts all the time. So I don't know. Y'all let us know. If anybody's listening, comment on Instagram. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the series going forward. I think after we get, hopefully the next episode's great, but I think it's going to be a couple more before we really get into the meat of it. But I think it'll be a good payoff. Long as there's some kind of with the Kamino plotline, as long as there's some kind of revelation or something that.
How many seasons have they said this is going to be?
I don't think they actually said, but I'm pretty,
I know it's more than one. So
I think it'll be definitely at least two.
Yeah, I'd be kind of sad if it wasn't
a one and done.
A few.
Yeah,
you know, if it was.
I think it'll probably be two.
If Resistance can have more than one season.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Then that bat should definitely have more than one.
Did y'all watch Resistance?
I watched the first episode.
Yeah, I started it. I saw a couple.
If somebody on their list, somebody made a list, again, here's our opinions, somebody made a list, and they did, like, I ranked all the shows and all the movies, and they put Resistance above Rise of Skywalker, and I was just like, wow,
jeez.
Your opinion, man, we value your opinion, but.
It was probably more cohesive in the shots and editing there.
Editing, maybe, but no way, man, if you say that, I automatically don't believe you.
Speaking of resistance, there was in Cornered, the little dog things that that Omega went to go say hey to before she ran off or before she got separated.
What dog things?
There are these little dog creatures.
They were in like a cart,
right?
They were. They were. Episode. They were introducing resistance. So one thing resistance did. Yeah, we have those
they're connecting things.
Little dog.
See, I didn't know that because I don't watch it.
Also, we had Lothcats.
I've seen a lot of Lothcats recently. We saw them in Mandalorian.
Or
too.
Tuca cats.
Yeah.
They're called Tuca cats because they're non-lethal, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. That's the same doll that Wrecker has.
Rika
has a Tuca cat.
Okay.
Doll.
Well, now I know.
Yeah. Little things. I guess we talk about the little Easter eggs that I saw.
Yeah. Chip saw some Easter eggs.
In Sid's office, there was a few clone helmets. There was a phase two clone pilot, a phase two soldier clone helmet. There was a Mandalorian helmet that people are thinking was commissioned by Boba Fett because it's a white, like the prototype Boba Fett phase. When he was first introduced, he was going to be an all in white like Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's that hanging, and there's also two West Star 34 blasters hanging behind her, and those are Jango Fett's blasters. Last scene, I think Boba had them in the train heist, that Clone Wars episode with the bounty hunters.
Oh yeah.
And so what happened to those, we don't know. So they may be at Sid's office. Mm-hmm. Along with Boba Fett's new helmet. So that's some more Boba Fett connections, maybe.
Coming out. So she's working for Boba? Or working with Boba?
And mm-hmm. I think that's how she knew about Finnick. Because Finnick was commissioned by somebody. We don't know who. Not the guild. Not the Bounty Hunters Guild. So I think Boba, just like his father, Jango, with Zamwazel, commissioning her out. It's kind of the same deal, I would say.
Yeah. That would make a lot of sense. And I really do think it's going to be Boba who is the one. But hopefully the reveal doesn't take too long.
And I forgot what his group of bounty hunters. He was the head of it. Obviously, we saw that in Clone Wars, but he has his own group. He's the head of it, and he's only like 15, which should be interesting. So I think they should get Daniel Logan back.
Yeah, I think they will. If they
be awesome.
If they don't, it'd be really weird.
It would be weird
to either have Temuera Morrison or Dee Bradley Baker. Would be weird for a 15-year-old Bubba.
It would be.
Yeah, it's already weird that they have different voices, but.
Well, then again, you know, you can have different accents. I mean, you know, they grew up on Kamino. Jango didn't grow up on Kamino, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, you know,
guess so.
But it's Tamara Morrison as Boba.
Yeah,
so.
Omega grew up on Kamino, and she has a real accent.
and then the movies, it's also Tamara.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then again, the clones only have like 5 speaking lines in the movies. So,
man, that dude's getting some work.
Have they ever let you down? That's like the only one I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah. Tamara. Morrison, he's working on a lot. They probably shot, when they were shooting Boba Fett, they probably shot a couple projects with him, maybe some cameos on for Kenobi or whatever. Because we don't know that Cody's in it, but we hear that he's in it. And
I would assume Cody.
It makes a lot of sense. And
I'm surprised we haven't seen Cody in the Bad Batch yet, to be honest.
Rex and probably Ahsoka. Rex in the Ahsoka show. I assume that's where he'll show up.
Yeah.
They could be doing that. And then Boba. And then if he's in The Mandalorian too, like he's getting some work.
Yeah, man.
For real.
Making bank.
Got a lot of things. Got a lot of projects in the crock pot.
In the crock pot. Crock pot, old fool. Yeah. I'm excited for him. Like, it's so cool.
Crock pot of the lesser.
Poggle? Crock pot. Crock poggle.
Poggle. Poggle.
I think one of my favorite scenes was when Boba first showed up in the end of Mando season 2, episode 1. Just when he turned around.
That's when I knew. I was like, we're getting cranked up here. All right.
And a lot of people didn't think he was going to even show up at that season. I'm like, that's not how storytelling works. You're not going to like do that and then not even have him show up season.
And then hearing that in that episode. Oh, yeah, I was like, that's cool. Slave 1. That's Slave 1. And then you see it. And it's like,
oh, I like that episode a lot. A lot of people were ambivalent about the
Boba Fett episode?
Yeah, about the action or something.
Oh, man.
Because Robert Rodriguez directed it. And
he was the perfect for whatever reason, because he did the Fast and Furious movies or something.
No, right? He did Spy Kids. I think that's the only thing that people don't like from, but I like Spy Kids.
I love Spy Kids.
Yeah. And plus, that was like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and also that was 4 kids. Like, he makes these dark, violent movies too, so he's doing the Boba Fett show. I don't know if
I'm excited about that. I thought the action and direction for the action for that episode was spot on. It was very grounded. It was very real. There was no like, there's no like, you know, lightsabers whizzing or anything like that. It was like Boba Fett beating people up with a gaffy stick. Like,
but it was also kind of like strategic, like very like, I mean, I've never been in battle, but it felt like real battle.
Yeah,
I've played a lot of video games. I think I know what it feels like.
I know how fighting goes because I know.
I've been in D-Day basically. played enough video games.
Yeah, Grandpa. Yeah, I love that episode, and I thought the action was good. So I'm excited to have him come back. I think a lot of people also didn't like that. It just looked like California, but who cares? It's Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, where else are they?
That's a California biome for that planet. Okay, yeah. Good, great. We all know they only have one biome, so California, cool. So
there's literally going to be a beach resort.
Oh, wait, that was Typhon, wasn't it?
That was Typhon, yeah. Typhon, yeah.
So now we know Typhon is just California. Cool.
California? Cool. Yeah.
Convenient.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, it makes sense because I think they filmed everything out there, right? Is it only film in the volume out there?
The volume
they got
is,
two now.
It's not at Pinewood, so yeah, I think
yeah.
Well, they're doing and all these new shows are clearly sets because we got leaks
Andor
for
is.
Kenobi and Andor.
Kenobi's going to be both.
Yeah, I know they were talking about the volume. But there have been sets for Kenobi too. Mm-hmm. Tatooine,
right?
Which wasn't very exciting because it was literally just Mos Espa or Mos Eisley. It's the same thing. Like, it's the same thing, but still, it's
obviously
cool.
Obviously, Tatooine, if there's any show that you have to have Tatooine on, it's the Kenobi show.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Andor's been filming for 16 years now. And
it seems like it, yeah.
Every day.
Diego Luna was a child.
Every day on Reddit.
I've been in this world since I was 6 years old.
and literally, and that's how long he's been filming.
They're gonna do a flashback scene, but it's actually gonna be Diego Luna when he was a kid.
It's like Boyhood, that movie where they filmed it over 12 years.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they just filmed it since Diego was six. Secretly, it's all. So there was a plan, guys. There's been a plan this whole time.
It's all been planned. It's all been in the works. From the beginning.
From the beginning.
You know, Jar Jar was the key to it.
Now Diego.
Diego is the key to all this.
I think there's been like a set like every day on Reddit, and it's like, oh man, I don't care anymore after that. It's the same stuff every day, nothing big, but more power to people who like them. Nothing wrong with enjoying them, but after like the 20th day in a row of it, I'm like, okay, there's nothing. If there's something new here, it'll make the news, other news.
My allergy medicated brain, it's working a little slower, but another thing for Ord Mantell, I just thought about it. It was one of the seats for the Black Sun.
Oh.
Also, the Moochie, the kid, was a Falene who they thought was Moochie when they were...
Right.
So the Falene, once again, Prince Caesar, whatever, it was a Falene. And we saw the Black Sun get taken over by Maul. So I'm thinking Maul's going to be thrown in there at some point.
Of course.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so down.
And I'm always excited for some more Sam Witwer.
Put
acting
Maul
like an insane person.
And Dryden Voss in there. And
Dryden Voss would be perfect, too.
Yeah.
They have his
model.
That
would actually fit, yeah.
Mm-hmm, from Clone Wars.
Yep.
So,
and they had... Caleb and Depa Balaba's from Clone Wars as well, and they use them. So
yep. That would be very cool. I would love to see more Maul all day.
Yeah. I would love to see. Do you think he'll be in Kenobi somehow?
I don't. That'd be hard to do because I've seen like that was the first time they've seen each other in Rebels.
The timeline.
Ever. So maybe have Maul looking for him, never finding him.
Hmm.
And then
just the B plot line is just him wandering around.
Wandering around Tatooine going, come here, bro! It's like, I feel him. He is here somewhere.
Just,
he's here in my head. It's up here. That's hard. Yeah, just saying, we're just doing that kind of stuff.
I like it. I mean, he can go.
Finally finished Days Gone. So, yeah, I'm Witwered out.
Witwered out.
I say that, but not really, because I can always use more of his dramatic storytelling. It was weird seeing Starkiller with a beard on a motorcycle.
Oh, let's also talk about, since we're talking about that, we're talking about Maul, there's a slip up, supposedly, I don't know if it was a slip up or not, from the Disney CEO said, we have a Han Solo Boba Fett show in the works. So he said Han Solo, which I think could have easily just been like, he's the Disney CEO, he's not a huge like Star Wars nerd,
he
might have just
buff.
Like had a slip up. However, it would make sense for them to be doing a Solo show, considering it's set up a sequel.
Well, they're doing a Lando show.
Right, and it might be that. And that's why I'm thinking Han and Maul will be in Lando show.
Or I'd like to have like, yeah, like Alden
and
Donald Glover have their, and then...
And get Jabba in there, finally.
If they can get Ray Park, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think they can. I don't think
his slip up wasn't too like.
Yeah, I don't think.
I mean, his
I don't
is
think
very
really happened.
Like fixable.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like a a Cara Dune.
Yeah, exactly. She just kept saying stuff and wouldn't shut up.
She got like multiple chances too, I feel like.
I know.
I bet Disney was like, stop.
Exactly.
It's like, don't say that.
You're shooting yourself in the foot. Like, I don't know how you don't understand to not be quiet. Like, after the first, like, backlash. Yeah. I was going to say backsplash.
Backslash. It's the backsplash.
Yeah.
She's going to become part of the volume. She's the backsplash, just like Cara Dune. She's not actually
just
on set.
She's like a big, like, stretched out.
like JPEG. Like
yeah. Pixely JPEG. So she's still in the show. Man. And then these people are spamming the High Republic video comments with, like, for some reason, these dudes got together and just, like, banded and basically set, or, like, spamming every High Republic video with Cara Dune comments.
She's not even in that, dude.
I know. I don't know. People are just sad.
People are, I would agree with that, too. I mean, yeah, as the human condition.
We can all be sad, but some people are just sad. You know, like just like hijacking the girl who does the podcast now, and it's like too much, man. Just
wait, there's a girl hijacking our podcast?
No, our podcast. No, on the Star Wars show.
No, okay.
The High Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Show.
So, but yeah, but anyway, so I would love to see some more of the criminal. Back to the Ord Mantell thing. Love to see more criminal with Maul and Prince Sizor. Bring him. Sizor. Sizor. However you say it. Bring him in.
Sizor.
Yeah. I would love to see him, yeah. He's canon, though.
Is he?
Right?
The Black Sun is, which was his cartel, which was his syndicate. Yeah. But it was the guy, look at the guy that Maul let live. There's that one, remember, it was a bunch of the falling nobles, and then Maul, like, decapitated all of them except one.
Zizor canon. He was recently reintroduced into canon and Galaxy's Edge cookbook.
All right. So
Star Wars for
it's
you.
A what if. It's what if Prince Sizor was just a famous chef. He was the Emerald Lugosi.
So that's one of the episodes of Visions.
Bam.
Yeah. I would love to see all that too. I think we'll see Maul and...
And other characters, you know, what about Hondo? We got to see Hondo in the Bad Batch, maybe.
Hondo.
You would think. Hondo Naka.
Yeah, I think...
We are pirates. We don't even know what that means.
I think we'll see him and we'll see... I would love to see him in Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live well, they have like live Galaxy's Edge. They have his costume. He's literally a robot.
He's a robot. Like, an amazing.
It looks crazy.
It looks so real. It's creepy.
It creeps me out.
Like, he moves so real. You'll have to look that up and check it out if you haven't been or haven't seen the video. It's really weird. So, yeah, they got that. Yeah,
that Book of Boba Fett would be a perfect time to reintroduce him.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of characters are going to make their comeback. Cad Bane at some point.
Oh man!
Somehow,
hopefully, Bad Batch. Because I mean, just keep him in animation. Don't try to make him an actual character model. Bring in the Boba Fett, where you know Boba Fett,
right?
And him do their thing, and then ends up with Boba's dent in his helmet. You know?
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
because so, that's already been animated as well. That whole plot with Cad Bane and Boba Fett and their duel at the end has been animated in the rough.
I just don't want him to die, Cad Bane.
Oh, I don't care. He's pretty evil.
He's pretty evil.
he's
so evil.
And apparently his accent is Italian. I saw that somewhere. I'm gonna go do this thing. I got my hip.
Is it Italian? It sounds like
yeah. It's like Ennio Morricone Wild West Italian, like spaghetti Western Italian.
I guess so.
It's like, we're gonna go capture these Jedi kids. It's like, this is weird. I don't know. They said Italian, so I'm like, okay, all right, fine.
Well, they also thought the New Zealand actress wasn't actually from New Zealand.
And then I also, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So,
but then the casting, they also kept D. Bradley Baker's accent. And they said, you're fine. It's good.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
Good enough,
boys. Did we talk about Filoni? Didn't he get a promotion?
Oh, yeah.
To executive? A year ago.
No, like, it's news. It's news to us, which is, you know, if you go on Reddit, people are like, oh, it's been, this is a year old. Why are we talking about it now? Well, because we know about it now. So we didn't know about it until just now. So makes sense. I think it's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's also on par with Doug Chang and John Knoll.
And somebody else got promoted to head animation.
Really?
Where was his position where he was the head.
Was it the guy who's doing Bad Batch?
Probably.
I forgot.
If I did, if I had to guess.
There's a guy and a woman who are writing.
Yeah, someone took his position as head of animation. So.
Interesting. I'm going to look up.
I think, is what I saw.
The Bad Batch.
Once again, when I see these things, I'm on Reddit before I go to bed, melatonined up. So like, a lot of this could like be,
you could be dreaming,
a fever dream. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, is it, what's his name? I know his name when I see it. Brad Rao.
That seems right. And then, yes, Rao.
And Jennifer Corbett is the other writer.
Yes. Yeah. Brad Rao. That's the one. Because I know a lot of people are doing like the Finn Rao thing too. Yeah. When they're in the comments. I was like,
yeah, I think Dave Filoni really didn't have a lot to do with The Bad Batch. I mean, he's obviously executive creative director.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
So he has a lot of say.
Well, now his characters are getting live action shows. Tales,
right? Yeah.
He doesn't care. That's all he's ever cared about, his three characters.
Ahsoka, Rex, and
Ezra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kanan.
And Kanan, but well, yeah. We know where he is.
Yeah.
In episode 9.
Yeah,
he's a ghost.
Yeah, he is.
He's a very loud ghost.
The loudest forest ghost of all time, because he's Freddie Prinze Jr. But wouldn't it be great if he were voiced by like his 13-year-old voice? What?
I still don't know how they did that. I don't.
In the heart of a Jedi lies her strength.
Like, I was like, did they do any editing, or they just say, "Hey, Freddie, just sound 13."
I think that's what they did. I think he said that it was supposed to be a temp track, and they didn't tell him, which that's possible.
That is possible.
Because like, I could see him being like,
oh, they're right behind me. Like,
yeah. I don't think it wouldn't bother me if I didn't know it were him and also didn't know how old Caleb Dune was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, if he were like 16 or whatever and I didn't know anything, I'd be like, sure.
He's a seventh grader. I don't hear any seventh graders that have that like rough voice.
I don't know, man.
They're right behind me.
I knew some.
Sorry, I just smoked a cigarette.
I knew some that had some deep voices, but yeah, that's like a deep voice disguised as a kid.
You can clearly, yeah, a 50-year-old doing a 13-year-old.
I liked having it, but they could have. But somebody did a video where they did a voice modification, just like pitched it up a little bit, and it sounded a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Which I wish they
would have done.
That. Like, you would still recognize them.
That's not some kind of new technology.
Yeah.
Even if it was, you would think Disney would have it.
I still want to know what they did with Luke, like how they got that voice in The Mandalorian. Like, if I really think it was Mark Hamill who was imitating his younger voice, and then they modified it.
Some sort of modular, yeah. But also Mark Hamill is a career voice actor,
right?
So,
but it's definitely been modified.
Like, oh, you can tell. Yeah, because also Mark has a very deep, gruff voice.
Exactly. So, but I think if he's focusing on it and he's imitating a young Luke, and then they tweak it, that's probably what happened. But oh man. Every time the discussion comes to Luke, I just get disappointed that there's no Luke show announced or anything. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's going to show up because he's with Grogu. But how? Or when?
I think you're going to see Luke scattered among the different
the shows.
Because there's not going to be a Luke show. You don't need a Luke show, but you do. But Luke will have a
I want a Luke and Ben show.
I know. Sean. That's like Sean's like ultimate, like
my number one.
That's his number one wish list type deal. I'm already getting mine, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm getting my Book of Boba Fett, so I'm all.
That's true.
I'm all good.
Everybody should get their own show.
You hear that, Disney? Sean. Sean needs it.
But everybody, it'd be crazy to not do a Luke show. When you saw how huge his one scene was in The Mandalorian, it would be crazy.
That's why I think that they might be like hyping up all the other shows with the one Luke. It might make that even more powerful for each show. That's what I'm saying. But it would be good. You could probably even get Mark Hamill as himself in a Ben and Luke show, because he has the beard for most of the time they're together, so they could de-age him somehow. They could make him look like they did at the end of Last Jedi,
right?
And it would be believable.
Use him just for men and
just for men. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because he was supposed to be like 40 at that point, and his look.
Yeah. So, make sure you give him Anakin's lightsaber too.
Yeah.
Instead of the green one.
Yeah.
Just to really make people happy.
I would be sad to see that show. Just kidding, I would still enjoy it, but I just love that green lightsaber is my favorite. But no, I think they have a Luke show. Grogu's with him. Like, how, even if it's not a Luke show, he's gonna show up, and I just don't know where. And I
just call it.
I just want to know.
Just call it the Jedi Academy. You can
Skywalker
have all of them.
Academy.
You can have all of them together. You can have Grogu. You can have Ben. You can have Luke. Whoever else, Ahsoka can show up. You know what?
Don't give me hope.
That sounds awesome.
That would be my favorite dev. You can't.
You can have Kyle Katarn. You can
Do you think Luke
Corrin Horn?
Do you think? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not going to do that. But.
No, they won't. They won't. Kyle Katarn's already been split up into three different characters. So.
Yeah,
they ripped him apart to make Cassian and Kanan. And
but you can't not have a Luke show, and then you can't miss the opportunity of having Luke, Ahsoka, and Anakin in a show, and they can do that. Force Ghost Anakin, Ahsoka meets Luke. And then Force Ghost Anakin shows up. It's a big happy party. That's
probably all going to happen in Ahsoka, if I had to guess.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah, yeah. So fingers crossed on that.
Oh man, but here I am getting excited about Luke again. I can't help it. But either way, I'm excited for the rest of the show. And
Bad Batch.
Oh yeah, Bad Batch.
Bad Batch.
That's a show.
Oh yeah.
Well, I knew these episodes were going to be kind of talking about other things.
It's the first season. It's going to be the weakest. I mean, look at Mandalorian. It was a good first season, but it was weaker than the second season. They're going to continue to develop, and plot points keep getting spread out, especially that B plot. You know, I think my prediction at the end of the season is going to be something. Vader's going to show up, and Crosshair is going to turn and try to defend his fellow Bad Batch and then get killed. I think that's going to be the last episode, the crux of it. That's going to be Vader's going to show up. They're going to have somebody... Vader, like that, show up and kill Crosshair and then move forward from that. That's my prediction. I don't know if y'all have thought about the end of the season or like what that big revelation. Prediction.
Well, like, yeah, but all the shows, Rebels, Mandalorian, and this one, the first seasons are kind of like setting up the characters. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Because even though we had the Clone Wars, they're still new characters.
Yeah. And so on season two of both those shows and then probably this one, it'll have a... You know, bigger impact on the galaxy.
Yeah, rampart up.
Which if I love the end of season two
development.
I love season two so much, and I was like of Mandalorian.
Oh yeah.
And I was ambivalent about the first season. I enjoyed it, but I was not nearly as hyped as I was for this one. Every episode of Mando season two, even the filler,
even the aliens,
even this episode two episode.
Yeah,
episode two.
Well, that one was so cool for any sci-fi fan. If you like the Aliens franchise, and that was literally what that was. Yeah. It was like, oh great, here's Sigourney Weaver. Oh wait, no, it's Mandalorian. Oh shoot,
we only watched two episodes together, me and Chip, and it was that one, and then the Ahsoka one, and then Ahsoka showed up in the first like 30 seconds.
We just
weren't expecting it.
Yeah. We were in our old recording location back in Sean's parents' basement, and the first scene was Ahsoka, and we were like, no way.
Yeah.
There's literally no way. And then all of a sudden, two white lightsabers. I was like, oh.
I wasn't ready.
I was like amping up my excitement. I was like, she's going to show up in the last few minutes.
Yeah.
Or
even in the middle, but not in the first 30 seconds. So, like, yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they did. They got me hooked.
They know what they're doing.
And she was done so well. And I'm just so excited to see where everything goes. Hopefully, next episode will be. Do we know? Do you have predictions for next episode? Rex, is he going to show up then?
Or next episode, I think it's going to focus on Wrecker's chip.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That next episode has to. They built it for the past two episodes. They've been teasing it.
They could be doing that the whole season, though. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
That would just get so... Oh, that red herring would just get so annoying to me. They're like, oh, my ship. Oh, my dog. I'm going to eat the rest of you. Like, that's how he's going to eat them all. but no.
They're really making us like him a lot, too. So we're going to be...
It's true, exactly.
I like him more and more.
Yeah, even in the first episode before all that chip stuff, I was like, oh man, he is kind of just like a big teddy bear. It would be kind of sad to lose him. I think we definitely will grow to like him even more, and it'll be that much harder to see it. I don't know if he'll die.
No, he's not going to die. No. I don't. Not this season. And not because of the chip. If it was, it'd be like a self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that's not happening in the first season.
I think Crosshair's...
They've already lost Crosshair.
Crosshair's going to die by doing a good thing.
A good thing. Yeah. He's going to,
redeem himself.
And I think the coolest thing they could do was have Vader kill him. Yeah.
Coolest. Cool Whip.
Stewie Griffin.
Cool Whip.
Thudman. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait until the end of the season to like confirm whether or not Omega has Force abilities. Because I think we're all pretty confident.
No, I think they're going to announce it very soon.
She's gonna
announce it. I mean, they'll just...
She's gonna force choke.
They'll make it clear.
It's gonna be something drastic. I think she's gonna force choke somebody. Maybe I think that might be where she's going.
Yeah,
like a burst of anger.
Mm.
Which seems to be how a lot of people.
She's a Palpatine.
Omega Palpatine.
Omega Palpatine.
Oh yeah, that's my green folder.
He's from Liverpool. Now.
He's a
little green folder.
Look what you've made. Look what you have cloned.
Look at you. So that, yeah, it's basically Omega's the daughter of Ringo. Ringo Starr.
It's a mega star.
Ringo Django.
Ringo Django.
Ringo Django Bongo. Ringo Django Bongo. I think let's end the episode there because I think this can only go in crazy directions after that. But we're looking forward to the next episode, and hopefully we'll try to do these weekly again as much as we can. Just been a lot going on individually, and but we're hoping to have everything pretty much consistent from now on.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So until next time, may the force be with you.